This article is entitled Outcry from Councillors as Reservoir Expands Borders, and there is an artist's impression of the reservoir near Abingdon. There is huge concern as a massive new reservoir zone has expanded across the South Oxfordshire area. Under the latest proposals recently submitted by Thames Water, the new reservoir's area would stretch to the northeast area of Grove along the A338 Station Road. This includes land earmarked for the water biodiversity offsetting and for solar panels. Leonie Dubois, head of engagement, land and consents for Thames Water, said the need for it is urgent and that it would be one of the most vital infrastructure projects in the country. If approved, properties within the area could be subject to compulsory purchase orders, with councillors worrying about the impact on already imperfect roads and to wildlife. Ron Batson, the county councillor for Grove, said he is opposed to the scheme because it would be a highly disruptive project in a beautiful part of Oxfordshire. The Liberal Democrat added that locals should take the opportunity to express their views in the consultation, which is expected to run until January the 13th, 2026. Stretching from the area to the southwest of Abingdon, this would make the new reservoir the size of Gatwick Airport, with Thames Water predicting it will cost £1.9 billion to operate for the first 65 years. Campaigners have called that estimate conservative. Although the reservoir was known about in Grove, only after last week's consultation did it become clear the village would be impacted by it. Sarah James, who represents East and West Hendred near Wantage and Grove, said residents in her ward were shocked. Councillor Sarah James, who represents East and West Hendred near Wantage and Grove, said residents in her ward were shocked by the scale of the reservoir affected area, with many people now directly affected who hadn't expected to be. The leader of the Vale of the White Horse Greens added, "The land required is roughly twice what we have seen before, despite the many previous information events and consultations run by Thames Water." Councillor Kira Bentley said there is huge concern about the fact Thames Water have increased the size of it without understanding the impact of it on us fully. Among the aspects Ms. Bentley said the company hadn't done its homework on is how it might worsen flooding, impact the roads, and make the area a target for terrorism. "If this water reservoir is for London, it could be a target," she said, adding that certainly there'll be a lot more risk. Despite the impact the new reservoir might have on the Grove community lives, Ms. Bentley said that there isn't awareness about it. She said, "When I speak to people about it generally, there is an acceptance that it will happen, whatever."